We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2:42 and 58 seconds. Must be time for a football fix, Craigers. Let's start out with a little Artie Burns. I was curious about what it's like in the secondary these days. Seems like things are overheating around the league. No more so than with Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree
Fight Club.
The other day. Fight Club. And the first rule about Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. But Artie Burns did. Go, Artie.
What do you think of these fights breaking out around the league, wide receivers and defensive backs? You ever come close to one yet?
It's a chippy game, man. There's always somebody out there talking, you know, week in, week out, you know. Of course, me and the receiver will get into it because, you know, it's a one-on-one thing, you know. It's a man versus man, you know. That's just the way the world is, you know. But taking it to the next level of getting kicked out, that's different. That's hurting your team, you know. That's something totally different than just being physical with the guy, you know. That's something totally different.
What ran through your mind when you saw highlights of Crabtree and Talib? That got crazy.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen, man, because of the first time when he snatched Crabtree's chain, Crabtree didn't know what happened until he walked away. Yeah. And he did it again the second time, and I'm like, Crabtree's not having that, man. You're not just going to disrespect a grown man like that and not expect him not to react, you know. So, and I'm sure he spent money on those chains, you know, and he not fidget up and pop that chain and just get away with it.
Who have you run into, Artie, that likes to talk, wide receiver? Who talks the most?
I do a little bit more talking to myself, man. I probably get the receivers kind of amped up when I come out there. You know, the first couple reps of the game, I let them know, man, it's not going to be an easy game out here.
That's the kind of stuff you say, like it's going to be a long day? Or
yeah, I tell them, like, we're going to work all day, you know, and not try to be extra aggressive, you know, to start it off, you know, and so I can set the tempo, you know, things like that.
You don't rip off a man's chain, Malzi, and expect to
You can't disrespect
survive.
The man like that. I like that he points out he spent a lot of money on him. Some part of me thinks, why is Crabtree, unless that chain has sentimental value, which I didn't see anything on it that would indicate that it did, why would you wear that big of a chain that can be grabbed?
The turnover chain.
It seems like such a, like you're asking for it, man. Or does he think if he doesn't wear the chain when Talib is around, that's somehow suggesting that,
well,
Talib has won?
Just because a guy has a chain on doesn't mean you pull it off his chest.
I understand that. I'm just saying he's like walking around just, you know, guys know they can get under his skin. He's giving them ammo to.
All right. Craigers, next.
Artie Burns, by the way, might want to back off on the jawing if he keeps getting toasted by some of these receivers.
Yeah,
just a thought.
I hear that.
But one
thing I do like is he ain't afraid to come back.
Oh, no. He's right there for the battle, as you say.
All right. Washington-Dallas last night. The Cowboys came up big. Alfred Morris, big game. How about that?
Didn't see that coming, man. I really didn't. I know the Skins had a couple of turnovers that derailed them maybe, but I did not see Dallas putting it on them like that. I really thought that they were dead in the water minus Zeke Elliott.
I still think
they
might
probably
be.
I mean, they probably are. The NFC's very strong, but they still have faint life.
Next. All right, as we do every Friday, let's pick a game that even if Mulsey were in a foreign country, he would make it a point to watch.
You might think I'm going with one from the NFC South, but it's actually a different one. Falcons-Vikings, I think, is a fascinating little game.
That
Falcons
really
on
is.
A big roll and look to be back. And yet the Vikings, because the Eagles have been so good, the Vikings really haven't blinked. You know what I mean? If you can be a quiet 9-2, they are a quiet 9-2, and I think this is going to be a great test on the road for them.
This is, of course, other than the Steelers in which we engage in this exercise. The game of the week for me is Sunday night, Philly at Seattle.
I don't even know if that's the third. It might be the third best game of the week for me because you know what else is another one? Panthers-Saints.
Panthers-Saints is also a good game.
Panthers-Saints is a barn burner, man.
How about a game that if it were happening in Mulsey's backyard, he would shut the blinds?
Oh, God, no.
There's always plenty of those in this
Broncos-Dolphins. I know that there's a combined 7 wins there, and we've had worse matchups record-wise. Can you think of two less inspiring teams at this moment in the NFL? I know the Browns are a special kind of horrible. The Broncos can do nothing right. They have their defense, which is their calling card, is even getting exposed because the offense is so bad. The Dolphins might be the worst 4-7 team I've ever seen.
What about San Francisco at Chicago?
That's at least interesting because of Garoppolo.
Well, that's true. That's very true. I take that back, although it's a long ways from their playoff matchups in the mid-80s, which were unbelievably intense.
Broncos-Dolphins is just awful.
How about the underrated good game?
All right, I think I got one here. Lions-Ravens, I think, could be actually pretty good.
Yeah, I'm with
and
you
I don't,
on that
I don't
one.
Think many games involving Baltimore are aesthetically pleasing, and this one might not be, but I think it's interesting just for the underpinnings of what it could do to the Ravens in the playoff race. Both teams, actually.
Two teams on the fringe, sort
very
of.
Very much.
And it's going to be, that's basically, I look at that as a playoff game. The other one I'm looking at is your Cleve Brownies against the Chargers. And if I'm not mistaken, Mulsey,
go, Chargers, go!
Wasn't that their one win last year, or am I mistaken?
You looking through it here.
I think
the Chargers were...
It was!
Santiago!
It was! And the winning quarterback was...
RG3.
Might be his last win in the NFL right there.
That is...
Last December, Christmas
Eve.
Holy
within the realm of possibility.
Gary Barnidge, Isaiah Crowell, and the Cleve Brownies beat your Chargers. I don't think that's happening in L.A. this year.
No. To say it mildly.
Thank you for participating, Mulsey.
One more question.
Yeah.
Chargers or Chiefs? You can pick the winner of that division right now. Chargers, Chiefs, or Raiders?
Chiefs.
Man, I think they're crumbling, dude. I think LA is going to win that division.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.